Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. I want us to think about somebody, and that somebody is the person that is kind of like the rock in our life. It's the one person that brings stability. They listen deeply. They're our cheerleader. They provide us with a sense of really that unshakable security. Like when we're maybe freaking out over certain things, they bring us back to reality and just, it's just, you find peace there. If we are so fortunate to have somebody like this, cherish that. Back in college, I went with some friends. This was part of our school trip. We went to the Rock of Gibraltar while we were studying in Spain. And it was just, really cool. If that's like a trip that you ever get to do, I thought it was just so exciting to be able to see that. Magnificent rock formed millions of years ago. Of course, God has the say of when this was actually created, but it stands as a symbol of just permanence. Like it is a solid rock that's not going anywhere. We might feel that same way about that person in our life. Like they are so solid. There are no cracks in this and it's never going to crumble. It just won't. For me, my father was that rock, like just that solid foundation. But then he passed away. He had cancer. And so at that point, it was like, oh my gosh, you know, my rock, the rock that wasn't supposed to move just crumbled. And that was a really scary feeling at first until I realized that he was actually never my rock, that we actually have one unwavering rock. Of course, the Lord used my father to provide that security and work in that way, but nobody else can be that permanent rock that Christ is. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. That's Psalm 18:2. I love that verse. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.